It's in Shinayin Aleph, Sif Vav. So here we have the problem: the person was
dying.
He was in the last stages of the process of death, and he's living in the chotzer. There's a possibility that he might not make it through the whole Shabbos. But as long as he's alive, he is a person who represents ownership in the chotzer, and he can't carry on the chotzer until he joins in. Well, he's not really going to do that himself, so we have to be mezaken for him. Because I is the same thing. The cotton owns the property, and that he cotton yarshin. Yerusha works for two cotton, so cotton yarshin. He now owns a piece of property in that chotzer. You know, he himself is not old enough to eat a kazayis of bread. Doesn't make a difference. But a guest, he pointed out, does not make a problem. He's not going to make it through the day. So maybe we should consider him as if he died already. Therefore, it's a case of a deer with no owner, which is not problematic. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out to us as long as he's alive, he's alive. So that's actually a Mishnah. There's all the halachas. So if a woman, husband dies and the child is a goises, so as long as at the moment her husband died, the child was alive, she's not an ibum, he was a goises. He died 20 minutes later. But as long as he's alive, how does the mother from ibum? So etc. So the Mishnah goes, it says the lash of the Mishnah is Horeo Kechai L'chol Dabur. He's considered like a total chai. Now, so they have to ma'arav on him. Kasim are going to run. The mace b'Shabbos is Eiser. Now, he dies on Shabbos. This Kosis dies on Shabbos. So now we have a situation where, beginning of Shabbos, he joined to the, he's part of the Erev. So the Chari should be fine. Comes the Mogan Rami, says no. Now we're going to say the following: Kima Shen Erev Royally Scam Kala Shabbos. Rav Gosis in the Misa Ad Kala Shana. When he dies, it's now retroactive apparent that he wasn't going to make it through Shabbos. So it comes that it was an error which the Chachila was set up that it can't work. So you know we say it depends. The error is dependent on the moment of the beginning of Shabbos. That's only if theoretically you're making an error for Shabbos. But if I'm making it in such a way that it can't make it through Shabbos, then I don't have a good Erev. That's the point of the Magen Avraham. Now, he comes with Shabbos, he says this.
So, I know we depend a lot on Chazakah, so basically, we don't say the person is Cheskas Chai until he dies?
He has a Cheskas.
Or we say because most Goyis is going to die, so then he's... So we're taking the
chazak
away that he's alive?
No, as long as he's alive, he's alive. The problem is that now that he dies on Shabbos, now we say it was inspired to us that at the beginning of Shabbos this was an attempt for something which wasn't going to work. Because you have to join for Shabbos, and he wasn't joining for Shabbos because he didn't make it. Mm-hmm. So Sharzin says interesting language, and if you look at Sharzin and Chav Hey, the more it says the ksisa can last up to 3 days long. But we see that he didn't live 3 days long. His ksisa was a type of ksisa which wasn't going to last 3 days long. Mm-hmm. Now we realize what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, so someone else lived in the house. survives, there's no problem. So when he dies, the person, so the B'nai Bias are still there, and the Erev worked for them also. Mm-hmm. So the Erev worked for the B'nai Bias, and they're there for the whole Shabbos. Fine. So that wouldn't be the case where the Rambam is relevant. Now he dies, and somebody is Yerushim. The person who is Yerush does not live in that Shuk. So what's the problem? So we said the Erev wasn't valid. So you end up with the Bayis, which did not contribute to the Erev. Okay, fine. But that it's not. We said that, but that's only a problem if there's somebody here living in that house. Mm-hmm. So if you have an absentee owner, so now he dies. And so as long as he was alive, we relied on the Erev. We said, he's still alive, and the Erev's okay. Mm-hmm. Now he dies. So, now I got a problem. Comes out that the Bayis didn't really wasn't part of the Erev. Okay, but there's no owner. There's a Yoresh. Yeah, the owner of Yoresh doesn't live here. So that's called, like, as far as the culture is concerned, like a house without an owner, but it's not a problem. Where's the problem? So that was very shabbat. Acham agan rom ma'ari shirosha echem in ashuk. Well, Lord Rosh Hashanah, the problem is that now that there was a Yoresh. The Yoresh was not living there before with the Marish, but he moved in on Shabbos. Or the Yerush was a person who lived in the same chotzer but in a different house. So now he is considered like he's taking possession of the new house. He's living here. He took possession, but it wasn't part of the Erev. So that's what the problem is. But Tamba calls that the Erev Shehunach Ba'ara Goyseis Rei Lahoya Royally Stamp Kol Shabbos. So that Erev he made for the Goyseis wasn't going to last. The Rechazina she made for Shabbos because he died. L'shach b'zeh lomer hoil v'hutter hutter. You can't say no. At the beginning of Shabbos everything was fine, so vayter gagan. Because now it's this bar that at the beginning of Shabbos it was not good. This is a gilui milsa of afraid. V'zeh lachar. Im echod erav v'oisa erav Shabbos bad kol chotzer. Some reason zaka to all the members. A male gam agoses b'chlal. So the Gersis was included, the Gersis died. But that which we contributed for he contributed for the Gersis becomes bought. Okay. Now, comes this verse like this. We saw before the idea of an Erev being put for more than 1 week.
Right. That's how we do it.
Right. So the Erev, which was effective, including for this fellow,
So what he's saying is that if there's at least one Shabbos that he didn't die.
So you can't say, but then now you can't say it's both of them afraid. Because
he lived
his contribution was a valid contribution.
Right.
So now, even though this Shabbos he died, but then we say, ho, hutter, hutter. Because in this Shabbos he had a valid Erev.
Yeah.
And now his bar wasn't the valid Erev. It was a valid Erev. Because it was
Nimshah. So once it was good for one Shabbos.
Right, so it'll work the next Shabbos. Even if he dies in the next following Shabbos.
Already
done.
So, in the situation where you have a whole community that has an Erev and you're doing it for many Shabbosim, and obviously the Shabbos, the first Shabbos you're going to start is, I assume, the one right after Pesach, or the one. How do we do it when we have an Erev for many? We do it every...
We renew it usually right before Pesach.
Before Pesach.
So Pesach will start the new Erev. Right?
So then theoretically, if somebody dies that first Shabbos, you might have a problem then.
If somebody dies...
That first Shabbos.
If someone was a goyis at the beginning of Shabbos and he dies, it's a problem. Right? The person dies suddenly.
So people you're talking about, let's say, a big community, someone's thinking about things like this?
I don't know...
The Rav is going to think. I don't want to you know, underestimate the rabbis. But I'm saying, is someone going to say, oh, someone died in that first Shabbos and now we have to do the Erev again? Or what happens on that first Shabbos? So then basically in the middle of Shabbos you can't carry
anymore? No, well, we don't do the Erev again. The Erev the next week will be fine.
No, it didn't. But the first week it got messed up.
Right, but since the Erev is still intact, the next week when it comes, it'll be effective then, the next week.
But what about that first Shabbos?
First Shabbos, you have a problem. If a person was a go says and died on Shabbos, you'd have a problem.
Did you ever hear of anybody checking that no one dies in a whole city in the first Shabbos?
Well, again, we have to know this. Well, you have a chazakah. But
you know for sure that somebody died.
If you know, well, even somebody dies doesn't mean he was a go says in a Shabbos. If a person was a ghost, says, and he had...
Doesn't that work more often than not? I mean, I'm not talking about a car accident.
You know, a person can have a heart attack and die. You know, for a night, all of a sudden, you know, he has a heart attack and he dies. Most ghosts are in the hospital. It's in the hospital, probably. I'm not sure he's considered part of the area of... Because his house, you know. So again, if there's another, somebody else lives in the house,
yeah, right, then it's no problem,
right? If the Yorish doesn't live here, it's also no problem.
Yeah,
no problem is this. For our purposes, this is all one bechotzer. This whole kemel
right.
Bechotzer.
Right.
So if somebody dies, whose kids also live somewhere, the Yorish lives somewhere else in the neighborhood, then you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else moving in on Shabbos also probably not so shkiyach.
Yeah.
You know, someone who has lived outside of the Erev, the Marish dies, and the kid who lived in Kensington, you know, walks over Shabbos and moves into the house. Well, let me start.
That I don't see as happening often.
Right.
But that someone could die that was a geis that first Shabbos, I can see that happening.
Right, so the only kid who cares, we promise that somebody else...
Especially in a community, I mean, like, there's not 10 people in these Erev, there's hundreds, if not more. Before in Kew Garden Sills, there were thousands of from people that were living there.
Right. So if you hear there was someone who died on Shabbos, you'd probably have to check in the circumstances. But still, you know, you're not going to be chosen. I can't carry the Shabbos because maybe somebody died.
No, I didn't say that. But I'm saying, I never heard of anyone saying that before. Somebody died the first Shabbos. Now there's a bomb. I never heard that.
That's probably true. I don't think I've ever heard about it. I don't think I've ever heard about the issue either.
Okay.
So something a katan would have to contribute, or somebody would be ma'ara for him. Okay. Simon Shinein Beis Dine Shutvos Shutve Hadiras the Erev. The next set of simonim, we're going to go back into things like we sort of like moved away from all of our picture books.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to the pictures now.
Okay.
Here the issue being not so much what constitutes an area which you can make it is what constitutes one chatzar, two chatzaris, when can they join together, when they not join together. We share windows. There's two houses who share windows with each other, and so. Etc. Those type of cases. So it starts off with a rule. This is a Mishnah. It's actually the name of a parak. Kol Agagin. It's like this. There's a Mechlokes Tanoim. This is how we pass it. That Gagin v'chatzeres v'karfifus kulam shazechon heim l'kelim shashavs v'pesecha. Shemutzu l'taltam mizel l'zeh. Kelim which started out on Shabbos, started on Shabbos on the Gag. You may carry them from that gag to any other gag in the whole city without making any Ruvah Chatzeres. You can carry from a gag to a chotzer. You can carry from the gag to a karfiv, or a karfiv to a chotzer, or a chotzer to a karfiv, chotzer to the gag, etc. Kalim, which started out Shabbos in that place. Movi also is considered the one Mishos for this purpose. So it's a gagin, chatzeres, mavuos, karfivas, kalim, which started out Shabbos in the... And there were shavus b'seichon. You may carry from one to the other. If you lohem shabalim harbi, only many people. But the erev yachad, there was no erev. Still, most of the talmud mechotzer lechotzer acheres or legag or the rosh kosher shabeneiim. You can carry to the roof, to the top of the wall between the two chateres megag legag acher hasamachloi, another roof. Fill the gavur b'min a harbi. Even it's much. It's not one plane. It's different heights. They don't say, oh, it's to the Mashiach. No, lower one, higher one. No. You can carry one to the other. We had Gag, the carpet. You can carry from the roof to the carpet. Kishena Yosim Sasaim. Because once the carpet is more than Sasaim, you're not allowed to carry there. So that's a separate problem. Here we're dealing with the Ruvich Hateris issue. The fact that they're different places doesn't preclude being carrying from one to the other. Oh, shehukav v'dira, filo hu yosim sasayim. In case it was larger than the sasayim, but it was hukav v'dira, like we had before, you're allowed to carry from a gag to the carpet, from the carpet to the gag. Olamavi, now mavi you can't carry in a mavi. No, shemasukin b'lechi akara, filo lo erev. There's no erev, but there's a lechi or akara, so it's halachic issues of enclosure have been met. So you're allowed to carry from these other areas to there, and from there to from the mavi to other areas. Furthermore, so this chotzer, which we're talking about carrying items to it or from it, people in the chotzer have joined together. So now they've joined together. There's kelim from the batim in the chotzer. You may not take kelim from the bat, which even if you made a ruach hatzeris. Kalim, which at the beginning of the Shabbos were in the house, then since you made an Erev, Eruv HaChatzeres, you're allowed to carry them from the house into the Chatzar. You may not turn around and carry them from this Chatzar to another Chatzar. You only can carry Kalim from, we set out the Shabbos in the Chatzar to another Chatzar. Maybe I should argue, but since they made an Erev, and there's Kalim from the house in the Chatzar, and those I can't carry to another Chatzar, so I shouldn't carry anything. No. Now there's kelim from the houses in the chotzer, but the talk of kelim shabbos in the chotzer is the chotzer chayes. You make take kelim which started out shabbos in the chotzer to another chotzer. Well, a chashinon shem yitaltel. We don't say, well, if you're going to allow that, the person might come to carry come kelim shabbos in bebayis the chotzer chayes or the gag or the karfiv. You'll carry kelim from which where shabbos bebayis somewhere else. That's exactly the same. Okay. Gaga. Kind of al hagag. It's on the roof. Shen ein oy keru lemal. There's no. It's not the second floor. It's you know. It's there's no roof on top. Or it's not the whatever. There's no roof on top. Now let's say you sometimes you have a house where part of that this level is covered and part of it is. They had a flat roof, but part of it they covered over and made it like, you know, the third floor, you know. So you had a house.
They enclosed it?
You had a house, you know, then they made an enclosure here on top and made it stairs down. Mm-hmm. So that's part, that's an aliyah.
Right.
This is a guy.
Right.
The Ilo Alatikra Shutachas Agag. On the top of the ceiling, which is under still under the roof, chalalias abayisu kabayis time. That's part of the house. Regarding shalain chalokin, all you they had flat roofs. Originally, shdam shalain people used to use them. Umayri now, Mr. Burr comes along and says, "But I have a machitza problem because you can't carry on top of the roof. It doesn't have walls." So we said it depends. If the walls of the roof, we have this back, don't extend beyond the roof, the walls of the house. If the floor of the roof doesn't extend beyond, so the house walls here, you don't have the roof extending out.
Okay.
So then we say there's a good asik, like there's walls there. But if the floor of the roof extends beyond the walls of the house. So it comes, you can't take a good asik because there's a floor there. It comes out, this ends right here, and there's no walls.
Right.
So you have to put, you know, some type of enclosure around it. Marcus Law, you both discussed the kids' advice, and why you both are only ill, but submission, mem, hey, sif, tezain. So you couldn't carry that. That's what you wouldn't be able to carry. Kavivas, I only ill, but submission, mem, vav, sif, gimel. I don't remember what it says over there. What does it say over there? Shimon Bar. Gimel. Perfect. If it's more than Mrs. Simon, not hooked up with Deary, you can't move more than Abrahamis. Share one to one camel to the next. Okay. Yeah. Then it'll be Scoopa. I'm not sure what he's putting back. Okay. Mishul Zechadhen, all one Mishul. The Chol Elu Ein Tashmishon Miyuchel Besarer. Chazal said, all of these areas, the roofs, the kutzeres, the karfivas, they weren't in constant use, like a house. We don't look at them as, well, that's Yaakov's area, that's Shimon's area. Yeah, it's not really Yaakov's area, it's not really Shimon's area. You know, nobody has a real claim in this, you know, not, you know, even though maybe halachically they do ownership-wise, but in regards to usage-wise, it's not really nikra, not in the shame of anybody. They're able to tell them, Echel Chaber, believe, Rubik Chatzer. So Chazal did not see a need of Rubik Chatzer between these areas. The Koshkin is able to tell them by Gagin, Uba Chatzer, Gufa, if I can carry from a gag to a chotzer to a karfe, I can carry from one gag to the next. Or one chotzer to another chotzer. In other words, what he's saying, that's a machloket. It's a machloket tanoim. One Tana, remember who says what? One Tana says all the gagan are one chotzer. All the chotzeres are. Excuse me. Start again. All the gagan are one rishus. All the chotzeres are one rishus. All the kafivas are one rishus. So I can carry from one gag to the next, or one chotzer to the next, but I can't carry from chotzer to gag or gag.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So he's saying, you know, and we pass. No, it's all one. Everything's one big happy family. So, well, that's true for sure. One guy to the others, like right. That's for sure true.
Well, it's no difference in essence.
Right.
It's not sure or natural. It's they're all the same. It's not they're all the same.
Well, you see, there is a Tana who holds that there is a difference. In other words, he holds an argument sense that we would look at all the Gagan as one, but not look at all the Gagan and the Chazeres as one.
Yeah.
So there is an argument itself that lends itself to the Koshka.
Okay.
Bechein mutter the tata b'chola chotzer or b'chola gag. Afshal erva had the yerm yachad. I have a large chotzer. I'm allowed to carry these things all around this chotzer. There's no air here. Okay, so what? Not a problem. But it's yuchah chomim erva chateres ela mishum shoy yiyem mutter lahitzi the techo klibayis tshashavsu b'bayis b'bed yom bechein mechotzer the bayis. Transferring from the chotzer to the house and the house to the chotzer, that's what the problem is. So theoretically, if a person leaves some toys out in their back in their front yard or backyard, and there's an arrow goes down, those kids can play in the front yard with those toys. No, that's wrong. Because there, the problem is there's a caramelist problem. In other words, they don't have a wall around it anymore. Here, the wall issue is taken care of. The only issue is just the Rubik Chatzeres issue. Right. Dal, Cheshav, Sebesechon, Hainu, Shehoyu, Menachem, Shammim, Badyom. They read there at the beginning, outside in the beginning of Shabbos, the Fukeh, Cheshav, Sebesechon, Bias, as opposed to the case where at the beginning of Shabbos they were in the house. Well, Erver Yachad, Hainu, Chatzeres, Bahad, Yadori, Oigagim, Chatzeres. They didn't join together the chateris with the gagim with the etc. Or one chater to the next. The other chater gufa yes was a hukish erva with dadi kosher samblem soif. Okay. Carry from there or the gag shalchamer somebody else's gag. Or the rosh kosher shemane sheben chay chateris. You can. Bring it to the wall between the two chateres. Before, hey, the Gemara said, we'll talk about that more later on. Filo gavoya, if one roof was higher than the other, for min and shal yidei zeh yizchalik the shem rishuyos. Well, with two different levels, maybe that's like two different rishuyos. No, megag the karfiv v'wadin mechotz the karfiv gag the chotz the karfiv. It's all the same. Now it's only Karfa Shev Yosef Mitzasayim. Dilo Him Hoya Yosef Mitzasayim, Michal Karmelisu, Kimin the Hook of Adira, Vasil Hoytzim Yosef, Yochel Elov, Kuvor the Abbas Mishan Ches. That's a separate problem. That's not that a Ruvach Hateris problem. That's a Hilchas Machitza issue. It's like a place of Hook of Adira. You can't carry there. Okay. Elamavi, you want to care for that Elamavi? We're talking about Shemutal Haitzi Loi Mechateres VeGagim Kavivus Kelim Sheshav Sepasech and Kelim Shtar Al Teshabes in the Gag and go to the Mavi, the Mavi to the Karfi, all these different things. Tam keep the Mavi and Tashmishem Yochel Besader. It's not that level of normal, consistent usage that you have like in a house. It's one of the crowd. The only problem is from the bias to any of these things. Okay. That is a filo lo ervu, the people in the mavi did not write ma'arv. But some shall start with a chateris yachad. The chateris did not join, so you have different Mishu, you have this chatzah and this chatzah, this chatzah, all using the mavi. You can't carry this mavi. Yes, you could. Kelim will start out the Shabbos in the mavi. You can carry. Abish Ervu, even if they were ma'ariv, so now they're kelim from the house inside the chatzah. So,
you give Abish Ervu.
It's a little bit, boy, lo Ervu, b'nei chatzah la'atzmon. There's no Erev in this chotzer. There's no clearing from the bias there. The haloi also loitzian shabbos. You can't bring them out. So then, you're not allowed to carry from this chotzer the kelim which are here to another chotzer. Totally shaykh. The mixer also clear bias. But even if there was, yes. So now, I could argue, how could you carry? You might come to Lam to carry Kalim which set out on Shabbos in the house. You let carry the Chotzer Keres to Udon the Karfi Bechanal, Bechashinon, Dabi Gzera the Gzera. So, oh, yeah, you can't do this. No, it's Gzera the Gzera. Yeah, we're not worried about that. And what would we be afraid? We'd be afraid, Shabbos Taltu, Gam Kalim, which was Shabbos advice. But you see, we are clear the following halacha, and I guess we're pointing out because we don't have a clear source other than this. The kelim of shabbos are bias. After go a heter lechotzer zeh erubu. So there was a heter gomer that made an erubu chotzer. So there's a heter gomer for taking kelim from the bias into the chotzer. Now I want to go kelim to the kelim of chotzer to the next chotzer. Also. Also, you can't take it to a different chotzer. In other words, so we deal with them as if they're still in the house. And what's in the house, you can't. It was married with this chotzer, not with that chotzer. So it can't carry from this house to that chotzer.
Why did he make a shetuv and mevois on both?
Well, okay, then we'll be fine. Who had any mehotzi mebote a chotzer the chotzer shall erve bo. Take it a step further. He took an item from one chatzah to another chatzah. Mm-hmm. There wasn't an error between the two chatzahs.
Right.
We see in Shom Derech Hetter, he took it there in a way of Hetter, for example. He brought it Derech Malp, she was wearing it. Upshot and Shom, he took it, and he took off the garment there in the second chatzah. You can't take these items. He wore his coat from his house out to the chotzer, and from the chotzer he took it off. He wants to carry from there to another chotzer. You can't do it.
Wait a minute, tell me the scenario again. He put on a jacket in his house and he walked through his own chotzer, and then he walked into somebody else's chotzer from the second chotzer, and then he walked into one of those houses and he takes his jacket off.
No,
is that what you say?
That's fine.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? So what are we talking about?
But what
if he takes off his jacket in the second chatzah?
Takes off his jacket in the first chatzah, and he wants to carry from the first chatzah to the second chatzah. So I said you can carry from chatzah to chatzah.
Oh, he took it off in the first chatzah, and then he wants to carry it.
So you can't take it from there to another chatzah.
Well, he could have easily.
He put it back on. I understand.
I'm saying, if he put it on in his house. And he walks out into his own chutzah and then into the next chutzah and he decides to take it off in the second chutzah, he should be okay then. No? He's doing it derech malchus the whole time until when he took it off.
Right, that's not a problem. It's a question if you want to move it now in the second chutzah, you'd have a problem.
Well, you move it. He's wearing it now. We're talking about a scenario. Let's say in the scenario that he's actually wearing it.
That's not a problem. So he takes it off the jacket. Right.
We're talking about if the second chutzah. The problem is if he carried it from the house to the first chatzer. He wore it in the first chatzer, and then he took it off and he carried it from chatzer A to chatzer B.
So you can't do that, right?
But that's what he's saying here, right?
Correct. Okay. But your scenario, let's say he wore it from his house, it's a chatzer B, which he has no shaykhus, so he takes it off, which is fine.
Yeah.
Okay, now he wants to move it in that chatzer. Dalanamas.
Oh, but he never made an error there.
Right. So normally kalim which are in the chutzah, once they're in the chutzah is surrounded.
Yeah.
Right? You can carry, but this is the kalim which are Shabbos at a different bias.
Uh-huh.
A different chutzah. I'm not sure what the halacha is over there. I'm not sure.
You're not sure of the case in the scenario that you were saying.
Right. Okay. Okay, and the word behedya, ma'adim kalim elu betiltul chatzu zeh atzmai. Once they're in the chatzu, can you move them around? Like this question, which we're grappling with, Mishnah Berurah says it's not clear what the loch is. So that's a machlokas is a poskim.
Why is it if he's living in
the
chatzah A, and he visits a friend in chatzah B? That lives in chatzah B, and it gets cold out. But he wants to hang with his friend for a few hours, and it gets cold out, and he doesn't want to go in the house. His friend says, "I'll give you my jacket." That shouldn't be a problem either.
That's not a problem
because that jacket was Shabbos of chatzah B. So he's not taking that jacket from chatzah A to chatzah B. The only thing I think is the problem is transferring it.
Right, as long as he's wearing it, he's for sure good.
I'm saying, let's say if he takes it off in the chutzah and he carries it back into the house or something like that, he's not thinking about it. He should be able to do that too, because that jacket was from chutzah B.
Right, fine. But if he wants to, when the guy says wear it home, right, he wears that thing home.
If he's wearing it, it shouldn't be a problem either.
So long as he's wearing it, it's okay. When it gets in his house, inside the house, it's also okay.
Also okay.
He takes it outside, and it takes off in the chutzah.
Then he has a problem.
He can't carry it into the house.
Right.
Right. You know, it's back to his own chutzah, he can't carry it
right.
Okay, what I mean, maybe mashkin, ayyadei nachri labayis acher, shal erevimo. He transfers the case where, right. So that already within the house itself it's not a problem. The Shartin gives the case we just said in Sivkat Mechaz where he was wearing clothing and took it off when he gets there.
Uh-huh.
So he can move it anywhere in the house. That's all one rishus, and that he's allowed to move. In the chatzah I might have a problem. So that's a machlokes, he says. Yeah. Beis. So carp, which is more than vicious sayim, it wasn't hookah with deer, it has been with caramels, we saw that before. But also the taltim and the carp, you can't carry from there to another carp. The half is a hotim is el zeh, ki im shtei amas bezeh shtei amas zeh. It's an Isser of Dalanamas. So I could theoretically, if the item which I'm dealing with is immediately adjacent at the end of Karfif A, and within four Amas you're in a Karfif B, that's Mutter. Because Dalanamas is the limit, so I carried it to Dalanamas. That's okay. But less than, if it's not like that, I can't carry. Yud Zayin. Also, Tatum men. Who are then? Should we say also Tatum Rak? So, Rambam Abbas said you can't carry in this carf if more than 4 amos. Come over, lay up a simshim of obstacle. You can't carry the other carf of Akhar. But to learn, carf of Shukumai is another carf of similar to it. Shemasa gives him a Sasayim, the hook of a deer. It's more than the size of a Sasayim, and it wasn't a hook of a deer. Either in a Maxic Rak based Sasayim. If it was considered a place you're allowed to carry in because it was hook of a dira or because there was nobody there. So at the Raisa level, they're both Rishuyos Yachid. They're both enclosed. This is enclosed in a way which Chazal gave them a caramelist, and this is enclosed which is there, Chazal said, like a regular Rishas Yochid. So obviously you can't carry from the caramelist to Rishas Yochid. So what the case we're dealing with over is another carpet which is also more than based on Simon, and it wasn't hook of the deer. Kim Sheyamas, the caramelist, the caramelist mutter. One caramelist, the other is the mutter. They never asked the caramelists to caramelists, but they asked Dalaramis. So it's only directly shy if it's within Dalaramis. Calls them a Kalim to Shabbos of Besorcha. But again, we're dealing with Kalim which started on Shabbos over there. Dilu Kalim to Shabbos of Besorcha Bayez. Move with the carpet of Ayade Akum. We can't get off. The Goy brought it there, or a Jew wore his Kalim there and then took them off. Also, it's seen in the carpet of Akum that you cannot carry to carpet of Akum even two Amos, less than 4 amos. But you're going to be going from one carpet to the other, that's also because right now you cannot transfer from one carpet to the other. Because the Gabi, this item, the carpet is as a makom which is also to carry to. So you can't transfer from where it is to that other carpet. Mm-hmm. Shechet Zeres Gimel, Shereitzus La'arev Yachad L'hatur Gam Av Kalim Shoshabsu Babat. So now, to carry Kalim from one Chotzer, Kalim was Rishavis in the Chotzer from one to the other, that's Mutter. So the two Chotzeres would want to join together, we're talking about they want to be allowed to then carry Kalim from Bayis to Bayis, let's say, whatever, right? They want to be able to carry the item from the Bayis to the other Chotzer. So that situation, ein tzrichas erev acher. They do not need to do a separate ma'aseh erev. But rather, what they should do is the following thing: El ha'erev should also kvar chotzer A made an erev, which means all the members of this chotzer have contributed to this erev. Take that erev. Then place that Erev in the other chotzer. So now we are all taking our mishuz and putting it into that chotzer.
Do you need to get approval from everybody in the chotzer before you do that?
I think so.
One person protests, the whole thing
doesn't work. Because once there wants to be Arab together like one person,
mm-hmm.
and you can move it because he as a shliach of them brought it there to this other one to be misarav into that one. Maybe Yitzchak Yerlach Shama Filo Pas Mishalo, he can bring his own bread. In other words, he doesn't even bring that bread which they used for the Erev. They all were married together and made one themselves into one unit.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have to contribute into this new chatzar.
Mm-hmm.
So he will. He as one of the people will bring the contribution. That's fine, even though it's his own bread. Who but they have to have made an Erev already. When he goes there and joins, he's representing them because they've already are units. Those cases where there was no need for an Erev, they were all one unit by definition. We had some cases over there in the Simon Shanai. And the second chutz already also has made an Erev. And they also do not need to do a second mice. So there, this guy fellow is bringing his bread there to join them in their Eruv, representing the people from the first Eruv, and that works.
So basically you have people Chatzah A and people Chatzah B, and now they want to merge it, so the people of Chatzah A bring their bread to the people of Chatzah B.
Right.
So that allows the people from Chatzah A to carry into Chatzah B. What about the people from Chatzah B into Chatzah A?
Also with that.
But they didn't bring any food. They did nothing.
Right, but they all joined together to become one big...
Yeah, but the Chatzah A did all the action. Chatzah B did nothing. They just sat there.
Well, it's not any worse than Moshe, let's say, for argument's sake. Let's go back. You know, five houses in the Chatzah.
And so, one person has all the food, you mean?
So... we said that every contributes. The lach is a person. We put the Erev into one person's house.
Right.
He does not have to contribute. The person who gives the house doesn't have to contribute.
Right.
And now everybody's in the Sarav. You can carry from house A to house B and to C.
All of them. Yeah.
And so he's carrying from his house their houses, and they're carrying from their houses to his house. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do anything.
He gave his house.
But because it's sitting by him.
Yeah, so he's doing. He's getting involved.
But
people of Chatzah B are doing nothing. They're just accepting food. I mean, they're not doing anything.
Why
do they have a right to go to Chatzah A?
Well, they're like a house now. They were putting this. He's arvus in that house.
In other words, there was somebody in Chatzah B that's accepting responsibility for that food. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So it's like the guy
who in only one chutzah that he's keeping the food in his house, right. So he doesn't have to contribute.
So they are receiving it, and they're all one unit. So it's like this item was placed in that big unit. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing.
What happens to all the food that they had from chutzah B before they decided to do the merger?
Well, that's what made them into one unit. So we don't need to do it.
So let's say Reuven is the representative of Chatzah A, and Shimon is the representative of Chatzah B before they merge it. So yeah. Reuven goes to Shimon and he says, "Okay, I'm bringing my food into your house."
Not Shimon's house. It could be any house there.
It could be any of them.
Once they become one big unit, so then any house is a valid representation. Anyhow, so we put now this new mice of his arm.
So what about, let's say they bring it into Levi's house.
Also good.
Okay, so, but what about all the food that's in Shimon's house from the original Erev that he had at Chatzah B?
That's still valid.
That's still valid because that's putting Chatzah B in a unit.
Correct.
So that has to be taken care of like a real Chatzah, like a real Erev. That doesn't change anything.
Right.
Okay. Now I got it. Thank you. It's complicated. Mergers and acquisitions.
Let's see. It's not tomorrow.